Tonight's shiur is from Tav Kuf Samach Aleph. Tav Kuf Samach Aleph, Din HaRoeh, Oreh Yehudah V'Yushalayim, HaMikdash B'Chor Banon. What's the halach if someone sees the cities of Yehud and Yushalayim with a Mikdash in their destroyed state? Siv Aleph. HaRoeh, Oreh Yehudah B'Chor Banon. Omer. If someone sees the cities of Yehuda after they've been destroyed, he's supposed to say, Oreh Kachecha Hoye Midbar. Your holy cities have become desolate, midbar wilderness with Korea, and it tears Kriya. The Ramah says, "Ve'inuchar of the Kriya elokish megiyah samuch lehem, k'mo min hatzofim liYerushalayim." And he only tears Kriya when he approaches close to them, like from Hatzofim, Mount Scopus to Yerushalayim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Arei Yehuda. The halacha is if you see the cities of Yehuda bechorbanon. You say Ari Kachecha and you tear Kriya v'lo Ari Yisrael, but not the other cities of Yisrael. The Lo Chashivi Kol Kach, it doesn't have that same status. Sivkan Beis b'Chorbanon in the time of Chorban, Afila Yoishvim behind Yisrael, even though Jews may be living there, Kevan Shehayishma Elim Moshlim Aleihem, since they're being ruled by non-Jews, Mikri b'Chorbanon, this is called Chorban. So the question is, first of all, that was at the time when the Ottoman Empire was controlled, so you can say the Yishma'elim were in charge. But that's not the case now. And today there are Yidden who are in charge. So does that mean that you don't take Kriya? They bring it true from Moshe that we don't take Kriya unless we see cities of our Yehuda that are in the Rishus of the Umos, in the hands of other nations. And since that's not the case today, we don't take Kriya on Ari Yehuda. There are others who question why we don't tear on Ari Yehuda before it was in the hands of the state of Israel. And they didn't tear Kriya then either, because they said we don't know for sure their place. We're not sure exactly which Ari Yehuda. But Yerushalayim, we knew, and there's no clue what's the difference, Yerushalayim. But today, if it's under Jewish control, unlike what the Mishnah Berurah was describing, so we wouldn't take Kriya. He brings also Shlomo Zalman held that even Mizmanenu in Yerushalayim, there are churches that we can't get rid of and would love to get rid of it. So because we are still under public scrutiny and we can't do certain things, so that still has the status of a Chorbanon, and one would tear Kriya. And he brings the Stapler held that way as well, that we don't have a full control and a complete autonomous control of Yerushalayim, and therefore that would be a reason to tear Kriya. But Lamaisa, I believe the minig is that we do not tear Kriya when you see the old city of Yerushalayim. Se'if Katan Gimel, Kishmegia Samach Lehem. Now the din of tearing Kriya is when you approach close, Kamo like from Mount Scopus to Yerushalayim. Derachak Yoseh Lo Chashiv Ri'ya, at a greater distance, we don't call that seeing it, Kamo Lahalon, as we'll say later on. Well, if Yimash Abiyarin, according to what we've explained, the Kameh later on, the Kameh post completely, I'll say that many posts can disagree. For Sevman, they hold, Dein Shir Ladavar, there's no actual measurement. Al Dein Malkam Shavu Achayav, wherever you are and you see it, you tear Kriya. Why the Minyanin is the same, be true over here. We're not going to say only from Mount Scopus. But in any event, Ramos says there is a distance that qualifies and further doesn't. And the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who disagree. Seif Beis. Haroeh Yerushalayim b'Chorbanah. There's Ora Yehuda, then there's Yerushalayim. First is Yerushalayim in its destroyed state. Oimer Tzion ha'is ha'midbar shemama v'koreya. He says Tzion has become a desolate wilderness and it has Kriya. Uk Shebaroeh Beis ha'migdash, when he sees the place where the Beis Meir stood, Omer, he says the Pasuk, Beis kachenu tefetenu asher hiluchu b'avaseinu haroeh l'sreifas eish v'chol machmedenu haroeh l'chorba. He says, our Beis HaMikdash, the glory that our ancestors praised, has been burnt and everything is destroyed. The Koreya and tears Kriya. Umehechen chayav of the Koreya, from where does he have to be to tear Kriya? Minat Sofim. Close enough that he's from Mount Scopus. Va'acha kishayir Mikdash Koreya kiracher. When he sees the Mikdash, he tears another time. V'chol Kriya tefach, each Koreya is a tefach, about 3-4 inches. Let's say you come from the other direction and you don't see the old city first and the mikdash second, but rather you see the mikdash first. Korei al mikdash tefach, you tear a tefach for the base of mikdash. Ba'achakakish, a year of Yerushalayim, though when you see Yerushalayim, moisif al kara rishon kosher, you add just a little bit, you don't have to do another full tefach. Mishtabur sifkar and dal, tehor Yerushalayim. Yesh ha-kasfu sh'mistafa sh'yom sh'roer odom techil Yerushalayim b'chorbanot sh'yasosim kul basuyayin. To those who wrote that it makes sense to say the first time a person sees Yerushalayim b'chorbanot, he would should not eat meat and drink wine the entire day. And I have not seen this practice, but there's such a deher, such a feeling that you see Yerushalayim b'chorban, and again, the notes on the side point out, we're not referring to the new city of Yerushalayim, this is referring to the old city of Yerushalayim.
And this is called b'chorban?
So again, this is the issue. How do you define Churban? There are those who said that's still called Churban because we don't have control. We can't get rid of the mosque, not the churches and whatever.
So that's defining
Churban. Uh-huh. Sifkan hei. Then there's Beis HaMikdash. That person has tear kriya for Beis HaMikdash. V'hanichnas atl makom mikdash chav karas. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, incidentally, to go to where the place of the Beis HaMikdash stood today would be a chiv karas for kolonu tamei meis, and we're all tamei meis. And the original holiness was there for then and for the future, so it didn't go away with the Churban. Look in my Sefer Likutei Halachos and Maseches Zevachim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote his own kind of riff, the halachos that come out of the Gemaras where there is no riff, and particularly in Kachim. He says, look what I wrote over there, Zvachim Perkshech Vamala, in this topic. And he writes over there that Kedushas Habayis Lo Botla Bizman Hazeh, and therefore there's a Chiyav Kar. So don't say the Kedusha is gone. Sivkatan Vav Korea. So he sees the Mokam Mikdash, he says the Pasuk, he tears Kriya, Ayin Bach, Shechayav Leshtachbos Vakos Begadov. Look in the Bach, he has to bow and tear his clothes, but Livkos of his onain, to cry and mourn, Lis Abel Achubin Beis HaMikdash, mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Koinu Velo Mizma La Asif, he should say the Kapitul Mizma La Asif, Echulu, Atzov, to the end. When he tears Kriya, he says, Baruch Dayan Emes, Ach Belo Shem HaMachas, without Shem HaMachas. Kikol Mishpat of Tzedek Ve'emes, Hashem's judgment is true and just. Hatsur Tamim Paralo, Kikol Duchav Mishpat, Kelimona Ve'en Avel, Tzedek Ve'yashahu, Vata Tzedek Al-Bole, and Mamash Tzedek Adin. So Tzedek Adin, when he tears Kriya. So Kan Zayimin Hatsofim, this is the Kriya on Yerushalayim is from Mount Scopus. Perish, B'luchashiv, Ria Mirochak Mokma. It's not called Ri'i, it's not called seeing it if you're too far away. When you reach Hatzofim, do Malkum Samach Yerushalayim, which is close to Yerushalayim. Choshevir, that's called seeing. Can't cost the base Yosef. That's the base Yosef. Avakama Poiskum cost with the Tzof Mahave Perusho. Others say all the concept of Mount Scopus is to explain Malkum Samach Yerushalayim, Sheikhon, the Osmish, anywhere from around Yerushalayim that you can see from there. Od Kosu, they say more. That when you reach Hatzofim, you should tear Kriya, even if you didn't see it. If a person tore Kriya, saw a little, but didn't see well, when he arrives, doesn't tear again. But really, you should wait until you get a good view, like from Hatzofim. Sifkan Ches Kara Acher, a second Kriya, V'yach Kshosh Esbos. The second Kriya should be 3 fingers away from the first. It's not you making the Kriya longer, but it's another tear a little bit off from the first. Sifkan Tess, if you tour for the Mikdash first, then you tear for your Shlaim Kosher a little bit. Vein Serach Tefach, it doesn't need a Tefach. Mishum de Ikra Mitzvah Kriya Yotze Pa Mishana, Shimin HaMikdash. The main Mitzvah Kriya you did with the tearing on the Mikdash, Kedusha Sal Yoseh Yerushalayim, Rechaz Pesacha, it's a greater Kedusha than Yerushalayim, and so it's included. If you tear Kriya on Beis HaMikdash, it covers the city of Yerushalayim. Now, this halacha of tearing by Mokom Mikdash, is again, tearing on Yerushalayim is debatable. It's not inhabited. It's not controlled by non-Jews. Not controlled by the Oilam. So those who say we don't take kriya today, and others disagree that still we're limited in what we can do, so you do take kriya. I believe the meaning is we don't take kriya in your old Seir Shalayim. Then it comes to the Malka Mikdash. So there are those who write that coming to the Kesel Maravi is not sufficient to take kriya because you don't see the Malka Mikdash. Seeing the wall that stood around the Har Bayis is not seeing the Malka Mikdash. And even if you see the top of a mosque over the wall, you're not seeing the Malka Mikdash. You have to see the ground. So you really need an elevated view where you're looking down on the Har Bayis and you can see the ground of the Har Bayis. And that can be done from Har Zeisim. It can be done maybe from Har Tzofim.
Depends how guts you are.
If you don't have that much guts, I would recommend going to the Chor Vashul. And they take you all the way to the top on the rooftop, and you have an amazing view down from the top of the Chorva. You can also go to the top of Migdal David if they still do that. I remember one time I was able to do that, go to the top of Migdal David, look down from there.
And
there are places you can look down.
The place in the Shuk, that they, right near the edge, you can, you're essentially you're on eye level, you can see it.
If you're going for the Mazen Quarter.
Yeah.
If you have guts.
Right. Or you got Neshek.
Right. From the Mazen Quarter, there's also a spot where you can go. So there are different vantage points where you can actually see the Har HaBayis, and certainly you would take kriya. On some of my trips, I would take the road down from the old city and get out of the cab high up top, and it's still before you get down, driving down to the plaza, and climb up on the wall and get a better view. If not a perfect view, a better view. There are others who hold that you could take kriya by the Kessel. There are some who say you could take by the Kessel too. But this is machlekes. So Tuchinsky says you have to see the Malka Mikdash, and others disagree with that. Then the Mishnah Berurah said one thing for sure: do not go on the Har Bayis, whatever you do, because we're Tamei Meis and Zechiv Kares. The halacha is the Zechiv Kares is Malka Mikdash. That's what he says. Malka Mikdash, Zechiv Kares. Har Bayis itself is not Kares if you are Tamei Meis. There's different problems of Tumas Keri, Tumas Zav, that we shouldn't go. But if someone is Matar himself and his clothes and everything else is Torah and wants to go there, one could find an argument that that's not Chayav Karis. Now, that assumes you know exactly where the Mikdash was, because if you go to a place that was the Azara, then you're Chayav Karis. He has to know, no, I know the Azara is not here, it's over there. If a person is confident enough with that so that he can make that decision. And people have done it. People have gone up there based on this. However, invariably, it causes all kinds of tsaras and rock throwings and riots. And if that's going to be the result of being a tzaddik azat to go up to Har Bayis, it's not kedai to go. So if you're going to just incite the Arabs to be violent, there's no mitzvah to do that. And many people are against
it. That's the result. That's not the intent.
Right. But
so
that's
the psych ratio or not.
The intent is this
ours. You have right to go there. You're darn right. Yeah.
Right. But Lamaisa, if you know that the result is, so we don't, we frown on that practice. There is a lot of discussion about Chayalim who are stationed on the Har Bayis, and they have to go for security reasons. What are they supposed to do? And if someone is from a Shabbos, so he's going to be careful. He's going to mikveh, he's going to stay only as long as he has to. As soon as he's done, he runs off the mountain, doesn't walk off. If he's done off duty, he leaves. They say, I've seen it's from, don't smoke. If you know, a lot of Israeli sort of smoke, you can't smoke in the Har Bayis. If you have Malka Mikdash, you don't smoke. So, like, certainly you have to control yourself. You're in the holy place. You may be on duty now, but doesn't give you you're not in the streets.
They can't wear shoes either, but that they have to wear.
Again, whatever the Bitachon, for security things they're going to do. That's the heter, you know, whether it's from the whichever Rav or Rashi, but they're a heter. But again, they're limited. It doesn't give you license to do what you want when you're up there.
All the laws are exist because Har Bayis probably has been built up many meters from the original level from what it was.
Doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change
anything. In fact, I would have said the other way around. It's actually been less. They say it's shrinking. Because the Gemara says the stone was only 2 fingers above the ground. Now there's a big giant rock under the rock. So it says because the Romans plowed down the mountain. So I would have thought perhaps it's lower than it was. But in any event, the Malka Mikdash is still Kaddish. And the only other thing is, they talk about going to the Kaisel. He mentions the issue, can you come up to the Kaisel? Can you put your fingers on the wall? Can you put your fingers in the cracks of the wall? And there are different opinions. It brings Chazon Ish. Yeah, you can go up to the coastal. He himself never did. He wouldn't do it. They say you can touch the wall, you shouldn't put your fingers in the cracks. And others argue that even putting your fingers in the cracks is not an issue. He says, Shlomo Zalman remembers that they never were makna such things. Like, this becomes a new chumrah type thing. I think a lot of these things became chumrahs after the Brisker Rav came to Eretz Yisrael. And that's when the chumrahs and it became more adopted. But until before then.
What's wrong with sticking your fingers in the wall?
Is that entering the Har Bais? Is the space within the rocks already now entered?
If you're in the entranceway if there's a door, would you consider it inside?
Once you're in the wall, past it. There's a whole sugya of inside. Then the question is, they discussed the chayma of, let's say, the basement itself. Is it maybe fnim or bechutz? But what if this is a wall around the harbais? What's that then? And then, if you want to get really particular about getting approaching the wall, the issue basically is every stone is a little narrower than the one beneath it. So the wall is not straight.
It's not purely vertical.
It's going up, you know. Each stone is smaller. Each higher stone is smaller than the one beneath it. So it's wider, getting narrower. So when you stand at the harbais at the coastal Maravi Plaza today, you're halfway up the wall.
The lateral is below. Yeah.
So therefore, if you put your fingers up, if you go up against the wall, sure, you're already into the wall. If you think about below, so that's the argument not to get that close. But you see so many holy dudes, Jews come up and they put their face and kiss the wall. You know? So I'm asked this many times from students and I won't answer. So the holy you can do both. Like I said, there are holy Jews who touch the Kaisel.
The Gros told me they had the Kaisel, they were able to go to the
Kaisel. Yeah, not where we go. There's a place in the more in the Muslim
quarter. And they were smaller, there was no Akbara by the Gros?
We don't know. We don't know how close they came. But there was a different section they went. Not where we go. There was another set further inside. Siv Gimel. Im kara al achas me'ora Yehuda. If a person tore kriya for one of the cities of Yehuda. Einu chozer v'koreya k'shiyur sha'ar Yehuda. He doesn't tear kriya again for another city of Yehuda. Chutz me'Yerushalayim, with the exception of Yerushalayim. Shechozer v'koreya alea kara acher b'fnei asmo. He does a special kriya just for Yerushalayim. Then kara al Yerushalayim tachil, if he took kriya for Yerushalayim first, ain't it tzarich lekara al shoy or Yehuda? He doesn't tear for the other cities of Yehuda. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kahn Yud, ain't it chozev v'korea k'shiyira v'chulu dekulu chashuvas kachas? It's all considered like one, all the Ara Yehuda. U'mekamakam tzarich lehoisef ala kara kosher, but you should add a little bit. Sif Kahn Yud Aleph, ain't it tzarich lekara al shoy Yehuda? If you did for Yerushalayim, you're done. Hayna filo toisvus kara bi'alma gamkin tzarich. You don't have to do a little tiny bit more, you're done. And again, we don't do for the other Ara Yehuda, because we don't even know for sure where the other Ara Yehuda stand. Siv Dalet. Kol ha'kram ha'elu b'yad umad. We do this kriya standing with our hand. V'kriya kol k'sus v'shalavad shigalsi bo. And he tears all his garments till he reaches his heart. Veino ma'achet kram elu umad. He doesn't mend these tears forever. Avo v'shoy l'shoy lo n'mor lo n'lachton lo tofon k'min sulamos. He is allowed to put them together and roughly stitch them in a way that looks like a ladder, but it doesn't look like the original at all. It's clearly marked and stitched. So this concept that he says, they tore all their clothing, we don't pass on that way. Moshe says, our meaning is we tear one beged, and that's all we tear. We don't tear more than one beged. Sifkan yubeis biyadav lo b'kli, you tear with the hand, not an instrument. So we start it with an instrument, and then we pull with our hand. Sifkan yagimel es libo, we have to reveal the heart. V'lechein yikra b'tzad smol, and therefore we tear on the left side. Kelev b'smol, we say the heart is on the left. But again, we only tear one layer. Sifkan yadal ma'ache, we don't mend it like new. Hayna tfir mi b'fnim v'acher sa mi'chutz. That's like stitching it from beneath and above. For Rashi, perish tfir to b'yusheres, Rashi is a straight stitch, like a seam. We don't make it look good. Sifkan tezvav, but you could, l'shon l'mocher, the following day, you could gather them together and stitch them, broad stitches, sifkan tezayin sulamos, tefir she'enem yusharos, not straight stitches, it looks like a ladder climbing up, that you can do. L'maisa, we don't bother with that. Sif hey. Hayahodich u'bal Yerushalayim, hodich u'bal, if someone goes to Yerushalayim regularly, then as long as he's going within 30 days of the last time, he does not tear again. From if it's been more than 30 days, he does tear again. For Adin Bar Yehuda, the same as true of Ara Yehuda and the Mikdash, as long as it's within 30 days, you don't tear a second time. Sefkan Yudzayim Mishnebruha Hoylechu Bavachulu. V'haroya Yerushalayim Toshlo Shemiyom Afal Pishlo Kara Kigon Shador Besachol. Let's say someone sees Yerushalayim within 30 days and he didn't tear because he lives there. Ein Tzorech L'Kara Lo Yehuda, doesn't tear for Yehuda. Im Lo Sheyotze Misham U'Bar Lo Yehuda Alachar Shoshem, unless he left and comes to another Or Yehuda 30 days later. Someone born in Yerushalayim, a filo higdil, even when he gets older, and Tzorech L'Kara doesn't have to tear once. The Bekatnusa Pata, he was Pata when he was a child, now that he's an adult, he doesn't have to tear. He saw it in 30 days, which basically means if when you see Yerushalayim, you're Pata for tearing Kriya, we don't say you have to tear Kriya when the Patur goes away. So this is relevant if someone comes, let's say he comes Cholamoid. A big time to come to Yerushalayim, Cholamoid. They don't tear Kriya Cholamoid. So then, if they're still in Yerushalayim after Cholamoid, they go to the coastal again, they don't have to take Kriya then because they're a part when they saw it.
But he comes from his bar mitzvah.
The boy comes if he comes before when he was a cotton.
Yeah.
Right. So if you saw it the first time in, when you're a potter and then you see it again with a shloshim yom, you don't tear again. So if someone goes the first time on Shabbos, or the minig is brought Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, they don't tear Kriya. Even though we're not sure why this is the minig, but if Tekchinsky says that's the minig, Erev Shabbos, Erev Chatzos, they don't tear Kriya. Or if someone went to Rosh Chodesh, we don't take Kriya, then they don't take Kriya later, because once they solved it within 30 days, they don't take Kriya again. The Yidden who live in Yerushalayim typically make a point of going once every 30 days. It's a shayla that they don't go within 30 days. They live in a new city, and it's not every 30 days you can go. I believe they bring that they don't take Kriya either, because they're in Yerushalayim, whatever that means. To me, when I'm asked, it's like it's almost an avah. How can you be in Yerushalayim and not go at least once every month to Kesem HaRavi? But I believe the meaning is someone lives in Yerushalayim, they don't tear Kriya, even if they spend more than their distance, they've been to the Kaisel. And the contemporary Shaila is like this. I saw someone came up with a psak that if they went, they live in Beit Shemesh. So it's not Yerushalayim, they live in Beit Shemesh. And they went to the Kaisel, maybe they went to Cholamoid. And now they're not going within 30 days, but they look on the webcam and they see the Kaisel, live, streaming live. So this psak was that they don't have to tear Kriya the next time they see because it's all within Shloshim Yom. If you always see a webcam of the Kaisel within 30 days of the last time you saw one, so that's a hemshech, you're there. So I sent an email to this Rav and said, so tell me, according to you, someone who hasn't been to Eretz Yisrael and puts on a webcam and sees the Har Habayis, does he have to tear Kriya? He didn't answer me. It could be he never got my email. You never know these things. I don't know if he was angry at my Shiloh, but L'chor, that's going to be the next Shiloh. If you're telling me that seeing the webcam is mamshech my re'iyah, L'chor, if we go to the tonight and launch the webcam, we have to tear Kriya. And I don't think anyone says that. I don't think we tear Kriya by seeing a webcam. If you don't tear Kriya seeing a webcam, then L'chor, it doesn't help.
Maybe it's a patur.
Unless you somehow come with a lomdus shechilik between the two.
It's like the new city. If you live in the new city,
you're there. But there, you're there. So this is also epis. I'm there.
Not enough to tear Kriya for, but you're there.
Anyway, that's the contemporary issues on the tearing Kriya. Seeing what's with haloch when you see on a webcam.
This is for women as well, right?
So, the pashtus is no chilek of men and women, and the fact of the matter is many women don't, or they're discouraged. Some ask why not, some say they shouldn't. There are women who do, but yesh or yesh. There's different ways. There's another eitz that they give. You can't tear Korean someone else's clothing, so they borrow someone's clothes and wear that the first time. You know, there are ways to get out of it. Some people dafka mechay themselves. Why shouldn't you tear Korea for the korban? So this is a... It's going to be the animal's beged. As long as you want beged, it'll be a sweater, a jacket, shirt, whatever it is.
Dafka the outer one, might.
The outer one. We only take one. Yeah, the outer one. Pause the outer one.